season. Wednesday, December the 8th, 2021. 19 minutes past the hour. Felt like Walter Cronkite there for a second. And that's the way it is on this December 8th, 2021. Glenn Coble in studio. Wow, Glenn, I enjoyed that segment with Lizzie Post. Now I know how to behave in the holiday season.
Yeah, but you won't.
No, I will. I will.
Okay, all right.
I've got that little black dress busted out and ready to go for the holiday season.
I'm not wearing my little black dress. My legs aren't good enough.
Now, I have to bring this up because we did have Lizzie on last hour, and we were getting a lot of calls before I went to Lizzie Post. Our fruitcake toss. I know I got so much housekeeping to do over here. Where's my fruitcake toss?
That newspaper looks like it's from the
1800s. 1941.
Oh.
Yeah, it's close.
It's old.
What we've done this year, and I think I brought you up to date on this, the fruitcake toss is one of our annual events we do here. We didn't do it last year because of the pandemic. But essentially,
and
we go...
And you killed somebody the year before.
Well, yeah, hit him in the head. But we go out side with a real fruitcake. We'll go out right next door here to the station. You underhand toss a fruitcake, and whoever underhand tosses the fruitcake the farthest or furthest, however you want to say it, wins a prize that night. Now, there's no money to enter. It's not one of those events. But I said we had to have 15 bodies, or we're not going to do it. We got to have 15 bodies. So you can call in and enter yourself, or you can call in and nominate somebody, but you be sure that that person knows and that they're going to show up to do this. Now, we'll do it next week. Now, we have not set the time yet because we don't have our 15 people, so we don't know if we're doing it. But once we get 15 people, we'll set a time. It'll be one night next week after 6 o'clock. The whole thing takes about 20 minutes. You just toss the fruitcake. We measure it. Whoever tosses it the furthest or farthest wins. Now, we are up to 8, so there is a possibility that this could happen. We've got Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, and somebody threw Angie and myself in. So we have 8 people who have been nominated and or are in the fruitcake toss. So if you would like to nominate somebody to be in the fruitcake toss, we only need 7 more people. Now, yeah. It can be yourself, it can be a family member, it can be you, the mayor, it could be the prosecutor, it could be a city councilman, it could be anybody in the community, it could be Mary Ellen. Because here's the thing about it, the fruitcake toss is, one of the reasons for it is we wanted to create an event everybody could do. There are events in town that you nominate people for that they can't do physically because of age or disability. Anybody can toss a fruitcake. It's just an underhanded toss. That's it. So, you can nominate anybody. The trick is you've got to let the person know so they show up because there's got to be at least 15 bodies. Now, if we go over 15, that's fine. But right now it's Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, Scott, and Angie. We need 7 more names or we're not going to get this done. And let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I want to put Judy Smith and Lillian Smith in for the fruitcake toss.
Okay, and you're both going to be there?
Right.
All right, hold on. Let me get a pen here that works, Judy. My pen went dead on me there. Let me see if I can find one here that Terry hasn't chewed on. That's always a trick.
Those red ones used
Those
to
red
work.
Ones work pretty good. Okay, so we got Glenn. This,
get the red one right there.
We've got... Where is the red
that one?
Me.
Right there.
All right.
And Lily. L-I-L-L-Y.
Judy and Lily.
Yeah.
Judy and Lily Smith. Thank you, Judy.
Yeah, that's myself and my granddaughter.
Oh, great. Well, we'll be glad to have you out here.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Well, Judy and Lily Smith are in.
Up to 10.
Now we got a youngster in there.
Cool.
You're up to 10. We only need 5 more. Hey, nobody's nominated you.
No, that's fine.
No, Glenn. Somebody call in and put Glenn in this
thing.
What
night are you talking about?
I don't know yet because we haven't got our 15, but we're vastly approaching that.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, at least Wednesday and Thursday, the temperature's going to be pretty good.
Next week?
Yeah.
Or is that this week?
Oh, yeah, that's this week. Yeah. Never mind.
It won't be on a Friday night because I think that would be difficult for people. So
yes,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, next week. It'll be one of those nights after 6 because I know people work during the day.
Now, do you have to donate something if you nominate somebody?
No. And that's what I said. If you want to, that's fine. But we're not asking for a donation. So whatever you want to do. But there will be a prize for the one winner. And there is only going to be one winner. And this is interesting because a lot of people think, well, the men are going to beat the women. Truthfully, when you toss a fruitcake, it's a weird thing to toss. It's really about knowing how to toss it, to be honest with you. I think a 100-year-old woman could beat a 30-year-old man if they know how to toss it. Because some men toss it, but they go height. Well, height isn't what we're gauging here. Mm-hmm. We're gauging distance.
And underhand, you don't need as many large muscle masses to throw a long way. You just...
Right, anybody can toss it.
Yeah, it's centrifugal force.
And also, if you toss it and it hits the ground, that's going to stop it, no matter how hard you threw it. So really, everybody's on even playing field here.
So you're measuring to where it stops.
Where it stops.
Okay. Not where it hits the ground. Like in shot put, they measure where the shot put hits the ground.
Well, to be honest with you, I never saw a fruitcake roll.
No, it'd be tough. But if it hit sideways, it might roll a little bit.
But it's a real fruitcake. We toss a real... We did this 2 years ago. It doesn't break. It really doesn't. And I'm not saying that to be facetiously funny. It just really doesn't break. I don't know why, but it doesn't. Go ahead, caller.
Did I hear you say you need someone to nominate Glenn?
Yeah, put old Glenn in the conversation.
I think I'll be that person.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yay.
Glenn is number 11.
Good to see you, Glenn.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Sarah's already in, so you'll see Sarah there that night.
I saw Sarah not too long ago, about 3 or 4 days ago.
So now we're up to 11. We've got Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, Scott, Angie. It's weird to say your own name.
Yes.
Judy Smith, Lily Smith, and Glenn Coble.
Yike.
Four more names, and this thing, we'll set the date.
Are you going to throw it so that I can win the prize?
Well, I don't know that you can beat me, but you got to beat all 14 other people. That's going to be...
I'm worried about Mary Ellen.
Well, nobody's nominated Mary Ellen yet. Now, if somebody wants to nominate Mary Ellen, you're more than welcome to do it. But, you know, Mary Ellen is the most down-to-earth lady. She'd toss a fruitcake. I know she would.
If it's not too cold.
If it's not too cold.
And too slippery.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to put her in any danger.
No.
But as far as walking outside for 5 minutes to toss a fruitcake, I bet she'd do it.
Are we throwing it out here in the side yard?
Side yard.
Okay, so nobody better park out there.
No, don't park out there at this point. We don't need that kind of an issue going on. So we're four away. Is anybody else going to get in the old fruitcake toss?
Can we be drunk when you do this?
You know what's going to be interesting? I'm going to give the wit... Because we're going to get the measurement on everybody. We're going to have somebody out there measuring, everybody's toss.
I have a nice long measuring.
Oh, bring that in.
I'll bring it.
Bring it in. So what we'll do is we'll send the results of everybody's toss over to the Marian Star, and we'll dare them to print it.
Well, they probably print the results of the peanut push, don't they?
Well, yeah, they should do ours.
So they should do ours.
Darn right. Go ahead. And I think Santa Claus will probably be there that night.
Good.
I can't vouch for that.
Well,
but maybe.
That would be nice.
Maybe. Yeah. I can't. I'm not really in charge of his scheduling.
You got to call him.
I got to call him, but he could be there that night.
That would be fun.
Has anybody nominated the Marian Star reporters? You could do that.
Oh, yeah.
Who do we have? See, I don't know if Mitchell is still there. Mitch?
Oh, I'm sure he's... You think he might have left?
Well, I think he's leaving the Star.
Oh, okay. He was there as of the voting days.
Right, but I don't... I know he put in some time period, so I'm not sure if he's still in or not. But the other girl, Sophia, the new girl, is down there. Is anybody going to put Sophia in from the Star?
Was Sophia the young lady that did the video with me about vets?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that would have been Sophia.
Okay.
So she would be good. Mm-hmm. And nobody's put Sophia from the Star in.
Probably win hands down. She looks very athletic.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you looked her over, Glenn, didn't you?
Tall, thin young lady.
Oh,
beautiful.
Mackerel.
Yeah.
But there are... Think of people in the community, because, again, there are a lot of older people who have never been able to participate in the peanut push because they can't get down and push a peanut. But they could do this.
Yeah.
Anybody. Jack Kellogg could do this.
Sure.
I don't think he goes down to Florida until after Christmas.
Cool.
Who else? Some people in Marion who you'd like to... Mary Ellen. Nobody's put her in.
Nobody's put the
Mary Ellen's listening to this right now and going, shut up, Scott. I don't want to toss a fruitcake. That's what she's saying.
You can probably turn him down if you don't want to do it.
Well, no, we need bodies, though. That's one thing I want to be sure to say about this, that we did it few years ago, and we had a lot of people in it, but not a lot of people showed, and I think it's because people nominated people and never told them
that
it was happening.
Yeah.
So that became a problem. But four more names. Now, who are some other people? Bob Bender. I wonder if he'd go toss a fruitcake. You know, so it's interesting. If you want to nominate somebody, we need four more people. 740-383-9944. And but like I said, there's the mayor. There's all the people on city council. There's the county commissioners.
The new sheriff.
The new sheriff. Matt Bales. I bet Matt would toss a fruitcake. I bet he would, too. That's your business. Sophia from the Star. But you got to nominate him, and somebody's got to nominate him, and we're not hearing that right
Diane
now.
Diane from the library.
Diane from the library. Fred Malone. James Anderson. Who else do we got? Linda. Nobody said anything about Linda.
Terry Klein.
The pastors. Pastor Whitaker. Pastor Craig. Oh, Pastor Craig's in it.
See how
quickly I forget, Glenn? Those people are all welcome to join this. It's going to be fun. That's one thing. It's quick and it's fun.
I like quick.
Yeah, it's very quick and it's very fun.
The only problem I have as a quote-unquote participant is if you set the wrong day, I may have a problem. But
well, if we get 15 in today, I'll set it today. Most likely, my guess is it's going to be Monday or Tuesday next week at 6 o'clock.
Okay,
Monday or Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And it will take 20 minutes. It's not... When we did it 2 years ago, it took... We had less than 15 people because of the nobody nominating showing up. It took about 10 minutes. It was not long. But it's fun. People enjoy it. It sounds goofy, but when you actually get out there and do it, it's fun to toss this real bit of food and see where it drops.
Can we bring fans?
Like,
I don't know.
Observers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bring your fans.
I have
well,
none, but...
Well, I hope people who listen to this station, if you're not nominated in, would come in and...
Yeah, you're welcome to come and watch.
Who else are some people in the community who could get out there and toss a fruitcake?
Have you heard whether they're having the popcorn drop this year or not?
No, they're not.
Okay.
They're not. I think they said they would return the following year, but not this year.
Okay.
But we're at 14. If anybody wants to enter the fruitcake drop, 740-383-9944. Or the fruitcake toss. I said fruitcake drop. And Glenn can take the... Well, not today, because he's got Dr. Feynman, but do you have any guests tomorrow?
Yes. We're doing a really neat thing. We're starting gardening season early.
Oh, really?
We have, I think it's Carol. Carol Coleman from Richwood Gardening Club is going to come in. We're going to talk about what you should be doing right now to get ready to garden in the spring.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I'm going to try to convince people to have a gardening segment once a month, every year, every month.
Oh, you know, that was always very popular on radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why not. Why couldn't it work now?
Yeah, and I'm an avid gardener. I'm not good at it, but I'm an avid one.
An avid gardener. I did the tomato plant this year, but I don't... it really was not up my alley. I'll try it again next year, but...
Well, maybe we can help you with some tips.
Yeah, help me with some tips. I obviously need some tips in how to do this. Okay. We did this. This was fun. This is why I have this newspaper out here from 1941. By the way, yesterday, the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, absolutely.
This paper's from that year. Ted Jolliffe, one of our listeners, brought this in yesterday morning. But there's a Kroger ad in here, and it's kind of fun. What I'm asking...
Was Chip still there?
Yeah, Chip was there back in 1941, still working hard. But in July of 1941, Kroger had a cake of the month. It was orange marmalade, two golden layers filled with orange marmalade, topped with orange frosting and coconut. Now, how much were they in 1941? That's what I'm asking.
Anything was too much.
If you get within a nickel, I'll give it to you. If you get within a nickel, I'll give it to you. But how much was an orange marmalade cake in 1941. And the other question was, a dozen cans of peaches in 1941. And again, if you get within a nickel, I'll give you that one. A dozen cans of peaches at Kroger here in Marion in 1941.
A dozen cans? You could buy a dozen cans.
That's how they were selling it. Oh, it says, stock up. Make big savings here. Lincoln brand peaches. Delicious sliced peaches in syrup. Buy a dozen cans. Two, number 2.5 cans. A dozen cans. Go ahead, caller.
I'll go 97 cents on the marmalade cake.
Not 97 cents, no. Good guess, though. Not 97 cents on the marmalade cake. Now, remember, 1941, 80 years ago. A little more than 80. This was July of 1941.
My mother used to try to make me eat things with marmalade on it. I hated that stuff.
You know, marmalade is jelly, right?
No, it's jelly with the, I think, with parts of the plant in it.
Is it?
I think so. I think like orange marmalade, my mother used, it had like parts of the skin in it. I don't know. It was nasty.
Oh, Ted Williams. We could put Ted in this. If somebody nominated him, I bet he would come. Buckeye guy. I'm trying to think of some regulars who are just up the road in Columbus.
How about Bob for the pizza?
Oh, yeah, Bob. Well, Bob has not called in a nominee. Our friend Bob, who listens to this station from Columbus, Ohio. Go ahead, caller.
About $1.09 for the cake.
Not $1.09. Good guess, though.
I bet you're getting close.
You make that marmalade cake?
I'm guessing, yeah.
You know, what I said today is you should go into one of the Kroger, the east or south locations today, and say, did you know that in July of 1941, your cake of the month was orange marmalade? What's your cake of the month now? And I'm going to say, what?
Yeah, there'd be a lot of strange looks.
No cake of the month anymore. That went by the wayside as time went on.
What was your favorite cake when you were growing up?
Oh, when I was growing up, favorite cake. Well, cake's different than pie. Yeah, so to be honest with you, I'm not much of a cake person, but probably a carrot cake.
I liked angel food cake, but my mother wouldn't make it because it was pretty difficult, I guess. I don't know that, but I loved angel food cake.
I think that there's something about carrot cake, and maybe it is the icing, but it blends so well with the cake, and the cake is not super sweet.
And you can hear a lot, smell a lot better then, right?
Yeah. Well,
what
you know,
carrots. Oh, you can see a lot better.
You can see it. Well, I've never liked the sheet cakes, and I'm not a big fan of. Although Phyllis, one of our listeners out there, Phyllis Shirk, made a lemon thing, which I think was a cake. I think would be considered a cake. Now, that was very good because it was very fluffy, very sprightly. Very, very good. And people are asking if we're going to do this cookbook. So, you know, if we don't get it done before the holidays, we're definitely going to work on this cookbook.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
After the first of the year, because that would be fun to get that published and out there. We got to get our Christmas cards out. Look at all the Christmas cards that have come in, Glenn. We got Christmas cards galore over here on the wall. And we haven't sent one out yet. We got to. We've got the addresses. So we will send you a Christmas card. But, boy, oh, boy, they're piling up. 37 minutes.
The Christmas cards to send them.
Well, no. I have some from last year. But the thing of it is that I thought it would be interesting this year to do our own.
Oh.
But I don't know what picture to put on it. I was trying to think of a picture of something meaningful.
Well, we're having our party this coming Thursday. Is it this coming Thursday or the following Thursday?
Following
Thursday. We're having that party the following Thursday, and that would almost give you enough time. That is if...
Barely.
If Ojoy will let us mail anything or whatever his name is.
You'd have to... You would really have to get that done the next day.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I mean, it would be... That would be rough. But... Who knows?
Yeah,
you never know.
17th, I think, isn't it?
Had Dr. Feynman on yesterday.
Yeah, you told me that.
Well, it was fine. It was a good conversation. I think he'll mention it today on the show.
I'm sure he will.
It was fine. Yeah. It was a normal conversation. We did talk about the Chris Cuomo thing, though, because he ended up getting fired.
Yeah.
And I just think that was too far. That was a bridge too far.
To fire him?
Yeah. I mean, I understand that this other... what do I say? Accusation of sexual harassment, probably. probably played into it.
Yeah.
But as far as what he did with his brother, I still don't understand where did he breach his journalistic
protocol?
Well, ethics. I mean, where was it breached?
I don't know. Now, I would assume that all the criticism of his sexual in whatever he was doing with the people that worked for him, that probably played into it.
I think it did.
Yeah, and they didn't want to deal with that.
Yeah, but that's not what they're saying.
Yeah, of course not.
They're saying it's because this whole thing with his brother.
Truth has gone out the window, so why tell the truth?
I just, you know, that's so unfortunate because it is his brother. The part, he did not charge him for the advice. If you don't charge the person for the advice, then I don't think you're breaking your journalistic rules. I mean, if somebody asks me something because I'm in this field, just as a question, I mean, what's supposed to say, none of your business?
Yeah, I know. And it was his brother.
Right. And he had already said, I'm not going to report on this story on the air because there's no way I can be impartial.
Yeah. No, that's pretty crazy. I don't know. I'm sure he'll land on his feet. He seems to be.
Oh, I think he'll land on his feet. But apparently that was CNN's highest rated show, so that's kind of interesting. Yeah, that they would do that.
I'll be darned. I watch CNN a lot, and I never watched his show. So it's on. It was on at night, wasn't it?
9 o'clock.
Yeah. I'm watching Rachel then.
Rachel, yeah. I think she's got bigger ratings than him, but he's still a CNN's highest rated show. Huh. So there you go. That's the way it goes. But does anybody know how much this orange marmalade cake cost at Kroger in 1941? The old orange marmalade cake. 740-383-9944.
I'm looking at the backside of that paper, and the prices are nuts. 25 cents for cheese?
Well, that's not from Kroger, though.
Oh, okay.
That's from Bueller's.
Oh, okay. And that was the high-priced cheese, probably.
Now, does anybody know where Bueller's was?
No, I've never heard of it.
Oh, Bueller's was a big deal around here. Does anybody know where Bueller's was in Marion? Oh, I got to send out a shout-out. Yesterday, I ran into, in the grocery store, Mrs. Turoff, of Turoff's Restaurant downtown, and we had a great, great, great conversation.
Did she call you the other day?
No, her daughter did. And she was just thanking me, and she said she listens at home all the time, and we had a nice conversation about George, and I enjoyed talking with Mrs. Turoff. Mrs. Turoff is a very nice woman.
Good.
I bet she knows how much of an orange marmalade cake would have. She was down there shopping. Not in 1941, but she was down there not too long after that.
The prices, though, back in those days. I remember looking up, for some reason or other, I wanted to look up what a Studebaker cost when I lived in South Bend, Indiana. And it was like $850 for a Studebaker Lark or something crazy like that.
Go ahead, caller.
The only Bueller's I knew was in Delaware, in that little mall down there.
Now, there was a Bueller's in Marion in 1941.
Huh.
Oh, I wasn't in Marion in 1941. I wasn't even born.
Yeah, no, but in 1941, you could have shopped at Bueller's in Marion.
Yeah, we got the ads to prove it.
All right, sorry.
No, thank you. No, yeah, there was a Bueller's in Marion. Now, somebody called earlier and said, where was the Kroger in Marion in 1941? Now, it's interesting. This ad does not have an address for Kroger.
That's interesting.
So it must be a national ad.
Yeah.
Because it does not anywhere on this Kroger ad.
Does that mean it was a national cake of the month?
Well, it wasn't Kroger a state. I mean, they originated in Cincinnati, didn't they?
I don't know.
I think so. So at this point, they probably were not very big.
Have you ever heard of an A&P grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
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 Somebody put on Facebook, show your age by your grocery store, and I put A&P, and I had a lot of people say, what's an A&P?
Now, what did A&P stand for?
Atlantic and Pacific, I believe.
Go ahead, caller.
Was the cake 50 cents?
Not 50 cents. Good guess. Now, remember, I'll give it to you if you are within a nickel.
You're going to give them the cake?
No, the cake went by the wayside long ago. About 79 and a half years ago, the cake went by the wayside. But Orange marmalade cake, a full orange marmalade. Now, why is that bad?
It just
I like coconut.
I don't like coconut either. And my mother used to make me eat coconut as well. So I've gotten so I don't mind coconut, but my wife won't let it in the house.
No coconut at all?
She hates coconut.
Oh, she's not a coconut type of person.
Absolutely not. And she won't wear those coconut shells, you know. And
darn.
Yeah, and won't
darn.
Wear the little dress.
What? Little black dress for the holidays?
No, the little dress that goes with the coconut shell bra.
Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say 40 cents for the cake.
The cake was 39 cents.
All right.
Back in 1940.
I was going to say 39, but I thought it evened it out, 40.
No, 30. Cake of the month at Kroger was 39 cents.
Atta girl.
Orange marmalade cake. Now, any more? We need four more people to make the fruit cake toss a reality. Any more names?
Let me think.
Now, remember, we've thrown a lot out there. Mary Ellen has not been put in. Jack Kellogg, the mayor, Sarah from the Marianne Star.
Let me call a couple here. I'll see. When are you going to do it, Monday or Tuesday?
Monday or Tuesday next week, probably at 6 o'clock.
Okay. I'll give a couple calls and I'll get back.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I don't suppose you could make it 6:30, could you?
What, do you eat at 6 or something?
We eat exactly
6:30.
At
6. Okay, we'll do it at 6. We have not set the time yet, so it could be 6:30. Just trying to do it before the sun goes too far down.
It goes down at 5:05.
It goes down at 5:05, so it's going to be down. But we'll have lights out here. There's lights, street lights. Watch that fruitcake bang around. Bang and clang.
Maybe we could do it on a Saturday when the lights, you know, during the day. No, because people...
Weekends are bad.
Yeah, they'll be
weekends
shopping.
Weekends are bad for
Christmas.
Everything.
That's bad.
All right. And we're only out there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
740-383-9944. We still need four more people for the fruitcake toss.
We're going to have to get spotlights for that. Because I'm going to throw it 150 yards. And
be lucky if it goes 10 foot. Be lucky if it even rolls 10 feet. A rolling 10 foot.
I might try a roller.
Just see what you can get done. Orange marmalade, 39 cents. Orange marmalade cake. So how?
A
whole cake, 39 cents in 1941.
That shows how good they were.
Ugh. Now, 12. They were flying off the shelves, Glenn, in 1941. People love the orange marmalade cake. Now, peaches. How much was a dozen cans of peaches?
Well, you got to at least figure a penny a can, so it's
within a nickel. I'll give it to you here, and let's see what else we can. What were they selling? A 3-pound bag of coffee. How about that?
Wow,
3-pound bag of coffee. How much was that?
I just bought a 1-pounder for $3.99.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
a 1-pounder.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a 3-pound bag of fresh coffee at Kroger in Marion in 1941. How much was that? Or a dozen cans of fresh peaches. Well, are they fresh if they're in the can? I don't know. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Does anybody remember where Bueller's was in
Marion?
That
was a marketing ploy, calling them fresh peaches.
Was it?
Yeah, well, you're right. They can't be fresh if they're in a can.
Well, are the Lincoln brand of peaches even still around?
It was probably made by President Lincoln himself.
Was it? He whipped them up there, and they were still selling them in 1941. All right, 47 and a half minutes past the hour here. Does it feel like Christmas time to you?
Yes, it does.
Does it?
Yeah, because we just found out, we just got Christmas lists from all of our family, and we just found out when we're going to visit my daughter and when we're going to visit my son. My son in California, we don't make it out there for Christmas. That's just too long a drive for Christmas. Actually, North Carolina is a pretty far drive for Christmas.
This whole Christmas thing, this year, to me, it does not seem very Christmassy. People have not put up decorations. A lot of places I've been, I don't know. It just seems different.
When did you come in this morning?
When did I come in?
Yeah, what time?
Oh, about 7:30.
Okay. You didn't see the snow, so therefore, when you go out now, you probably feel a little more
Christmas.
That's
right. I was pre-snow this morning.
Yeah.
Somebody called in and said, how much snow did you get? And I said, well, there was none when I was out there.
Well, it was just a dusting. But
I'll tell you, one thing that has put me in the Christmas spirit is, as I come down the boulevard in the morning, it's still pretty dark. and I was coming up the boulevard from east to south this morning, and there is a house, if you're coming south in the southbound lane, it's probably within the first mile, and it's got columns out front. And this is the most beautifully decorated house,
huh.
I think, and I hate to say in Marion, but it's the best one I've seen.
That's so, what we ought to do next year.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful house decoration.
There were a lot of them this year here in Marion.
Yeah, there are.
So drive by this house when it's dark and take a look at this house on the boulevard. It just really looks nice.
So you come
nice.
To work down the boulevard.
Yeah, I go down 95 to the boulevard. And
okay.
How would you come?
I go downtown. I go down Center Street and then...
Well, see, I live at the end of 95.
Well, I live out your way.
Well, you do, but you would be on 309, right?
Yeah, that's what I get onto.
Yeah, if I lived on 309, I would take it down, but I live on 95, so the boulevard's an easy way to cut through town.
Okay.
puts me out almost right here.
I'm going to have to ask you how you get across all the, there are one-way streets and you can't turn here streets and...
To get here?
Yeah.
Oh, Washington's right there.
Yeah. Oh, so you come down Delaware, turn left on Washington, and come right back here. Okay.
Yeah. Washington plops you out right here.
Yeah. Okay.
So just turn at the CVS.
I have to try that.
That's very easy. You just come down 95, take the boulevard south, turn right onto Delaware Avenue, turn left onto Washington, and it puts you right in front of this place.
Okay. I'll have to try that sometime.
And there's hardly any traffic in that area, Washington or Delaware Avenue, that time of morning. Now, Mount Vernon Avenue is busy, but...
I like driving down the boulevard. It's kind of fun at this time of the year. There are several houses that are lit up.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Check that one out that you were talking about.
I wonder if they're on a timer.
Maybe, yeah.
A lot of people leave their lights on all day long, and I'm not sure if that's a good idea.
Well, now the LED lights... burns such a little amount of electricity that you can do that and it doesn't cost you so much. But back in the day when I was a kid, if you left your lights on all day long, you could hear the electric meter humming because they...
Well, I wonder how much the bill does go up for the month of December, just doing people's trees and if you just have some little light
probably
outside.
Probably a little, yeah.
I don't think it's a big jump, though.
I don't either with LED lights, yeah.
Does anybody know what the electric scale jump is in the month of December?
Well, and it'd be hard to calculate because a lot of people have their heat on electricity, and that would jump for certain. But
anyway. You know, it is interesting. The fruitcake toss is still not in stone because we're four people short.
Well, let's get those four people in there.
I don't know. Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, yourself. Still got to have four other people.
Who's this myself and yourself? They must be brothers.
Yeah, myself and yourself. And did you learn anything about holiday etiquette?
Yes. I enjoyed that, listening to
Lizzie Post.
Miss Post.
The great-granddaughter of Emily Post.
She was... I learned that I shouldn't wear my little black dress to things.
You're stuck on that little black dress, aren't you?
I love little black dresses.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott put Mayor Schertzer in.
Oh, good.
Oh, did you call Mayor Schertzer?
Well, I called and Judge Edwards, and I said that I will call and tell them the day and the time, and if they can show up, if they got something there. But I don't think I'm going to show up and toss for them, so I don't know what to do there.
Well, no, I tell you what, we're only two people away. If we get two more people, you could hear the time. It's going to be Monday or Tuesday at 6:30.
That's what Judge Edwards' secretary, whatever, I told her. I did the voicemail, and I said he doesn't need to call me, Judge Edwards. I'll just leave the time and the date and everything, and then the mayor, too, and then if they could show up, they could show up.
Now, did you talk to the mayor's secretary or the mayor?
The mayor's secretary.
Oh, and did she seem to be on board with this, Janelle?
Yeah, she said she didn't. Well, they don't know what they'll be doing, see, and everything. And I don't know how long the court is at the courthouse and stuff. But I said, I'll just leave the time, and if they could show up, and then I'll need the address. I think it's 529 or 539.
523.
Oh,
you know what? I'll tell you, here's what I'll do, because I just thought about this. City Council meets on Monday night, so it's not going to be Monday night. So let's do Tuesday night, and again, don't show up, because if we don't get two more people, we're not going to do it. But Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. at 523 South Prospect. So that will be the time.
Okay, so 523 South Prospect at 6:30, and that's a Tuesday.
Tuesday. That will be, what's the date?
14th.
14th. December 14th.
Okay, so I'll listen, and then I'll give them a call back on their answering machine, and then they can whatever.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know. I think next week, I think a couple of days, I heard somebody said it's going to be up in the 60s.
Yeah.
So I don't know about Monday and stuff. But
well, let's hope that's Tuesday.
I don't have any place close to park, and I can't walk that far. So
if you get here early, you get good parking.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, we've got Mayor Schertzer and Judge Edwards in now. And again, if we get two more people, we're two people away, this will take place on Tuesday, December the 14th, 6:30 p.m., right here, 523 South Prospect Street. And right now, the complete list reads...
It's supposed to be partly sunny, and the temperature's supposed to get up to 51 degrees with a low of 35, but at that time of the day, it'll probably be in the high 40s.
High 40s, beautiful. All right, we've got Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, Scott, Angie, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mayor Schertzer, and Judge Edwards. Two names left to fill. And by the way, if we go over 15, that's all the better. But we've got to get at least two more names in.
I had to drag my son up here from Worthington.
Yeah, drag him up here. Have him toss a fruitcake. But there are other names to put in. Now we've got the mayor in, but we can put in, as I said, anybody can toss a fruitcake. It's not really relevant to your age or stage in life. Anybody can underhand toss these fruitcakes.
I just got a message from Tim Ryan, who's running for office for our Senate.
I can imagine he'd be interested.
He's asking for money, so I'll tell him, if you toss a fruitcake, I'll give you some money.
Exactly. And again, no money involved here, but the winner will get something from WWGH as the 2021 Fruitcake Champion. Now, again, nobody has nominated some names I gave you, Sophia from the Marion Star. Does anybody want to nominate her? She would be interesting to be out there. Glenn says she's an athletic type. We've also got former Mayor Kellogg. I believe he's still around through the first of the year. I said Mary Ellen. Nobody wants to nominate Mary Ellen because they're afraid she'll put
me to shame.
Yeah, well, I think Mary Ellen's competitive because I'll tell you, she was in here when we did the... we did a game show a few years ago. She beat the pants off Buckeye Guy and myself.
Yeah,
she's very good.
I sense that about her. She's a lot like my wife. My wife is very quiet, very meek, mild. You get her in any game, and I mean from soccer to checkers, she will try to bury you.
Right,
and Mary Ellen, I bet, is a lot like that.
I bet she's a lot like, but I bet people are also thinking, oh, I don't want to be the one who nominates Mary Ellen to go stand out and throw a fruitcake.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think there's probably some of that, but, you know, who knows? So you got that. I don't know. But we'll take anybody. Anybody at this point. 3 minutes left in this hour. Anybody going to be in the fruitcake toss? 740-383-9944. We got the old prosecutor, Grogan. He's been on this show quite a bit.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Think of some names. Linda. Nobody's put Linda in. Linda's here on Tuesday night already.
Yeah.
Doing her show.
Yeah.
We got Linda.
Make it easy.
Yeah, make it nice and easy for Linda. Trying to think of some other people who would be fruitcake tossers. Well, anybody can do it.
I'll ask Dr. Feynman if he'd drive up from Florida
to toss a fruitcake.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at this list, and I don't know who is going to win.
Does the people of the Jewish persuasion, do they know anything about fruitcake?
Well, it's a food. I think they would know.
Okay, well, I'll
anybody
ask Dr.
would
Feynman
know anything.
If he knows what is.
We did get word earlier. I thought this was interesting that the laundromats, the Colonial Coin laundromats on Bell Fountain Avenue and Main Street this coming Saturday are going to have free washing and drying of clothes from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Where are those places?
The Colonial Coin Laundry Mats on Bell Fountain and Main. Huh. Free washing and drying of your clothes 11 to 2 on Saturday. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Well, my wife is... I'm taking my wife down to North Carolina for Christmas, and then I leave her down there for a couple weeks because she likes to get to know her grandkids a lot closer than I want to. And I come back up here. I need to know where those laundromats are.
You need to go to the laundromats, absolutely. Colonial... There's one on Main Street. I think it's right there close to the Dairy Queen.
Oh, okay.
And then...
That's a good one for me.
Yeah, then there's one down Bell Fountain a little ways.
That's a little farther.
But, okay. You know, I think those laundromats still do pretty good business. 740-383-9944. Also looking for, how much was a dozen cans of peaches at Kroger in 1941 or 3 pounds of fresh coffee? Go ahead, caller.
Scott, put that John Aiken in up at that Church Central.
Did you talk to John?
No, I did yesterday. I stopped up there and I had a question. So just put him in and I can call it. Do I have to notify these people, don't I?
Yeah, because we want to make sure
okay,
they show.
So I can leave a message for him. I was going to do one of the city council people, but I don't have their address handy. I mean, I wouldn't know right off how to get them.
I think the mayor's office would probably know how to reach the city council people.
I would think so, yeah. Janelle would know.
What? I don't know if they'd like to be bothered from that, but these ones I can get their number, you know, like in the phone book and stuff.
Well, you know, there are all kinds of people in the phone book, like, who have we said? Like Mayor Kellogg, yeah. I believe, is in the phone book. Mary Ellen's in the phone book.
Well, I don't think names, the ones I've got, there's no names in it. I've just got businesses. I don't think there's any people's names in it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mary Ellen's in the phone book because she used to call, there used to be calls about, if you call Primrose, they'll get in touch with her.
Yep.
Well, see, the ones I've got, it's all business. Well, there's hardly any people. They're like businesses or stuff.
That's interesting.
Well, but Primrose would get a hold of her. She might be in there eating lunch right now.
Well, then put Mary Ellen in, and I'll see if I can contact her.
Okay.
Those two I know. Well, I can find out Mary Ellen probably, but put her in that John Aiken.
Okay. Let us know if you hear back from him in the next hour.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that would be 15, but we're kind of iffy on the last few.
Yeah.
We're iffy on Mayor Schertzer. We're iffy on Judge Edwards. We're iffy on John Aiken. And we're iffy on Mary Ellen. So that will all, you know, we still need more names here is basically what we're saying.
Yeah, I've got to tell you this. I'm being blinded by a fleck of glitter that you have on
I have
your
glitter on my...
Right there.
Well, I put my glitter makeup on this morning.
You got
apparently,
it.
Is it off?
It keeps flickering at me.
Flickered right out of here. All right. Call some people. Get them in the fruitcake toss. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned to this station.
Club and Walmart and Kroger, Milo.
How many people work in the Claxton plant down there?
We have about 100 that work this time of year.